All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right. So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. It is always an honor that you would take the time to join us, no matter where you're at. We also always want to encourage you to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There's many resources there for you. You can also check out some of our other podcasts. And we want to hear from you. So you can always go there. And if you have any comments, if you have any thoughts, that gives us an opportunity to hear from you. So please, you can go there. Also, check out my new book, Chasing Happily Ever After. It's on Amazon. You can also go to the website and get it there. But please pick it up. It's going to be a great tool for you, no matter where you're at in the relationship process. So Keontae, man, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's a beautiful day outside.
Yeah. Beautiful day in sunny Southern California, right? So our topic today, that's mainly what people want to know about, right? Yeah. They want to know what we're going to talk about. So our topic actually comes from a listener. You know, they were just like, hey, you know, I'd be interested in this type of topic. And so it talks about the role attraction plays in relationships. And so I definitely think that's going to be a fun topic.
Yeah,
if you're tuning in, this is the first time you've listened to us, you're definitely in for a doozy, because I think this one can go all types of places. And one of the things I try to enjoy is we try to keep it real, right? And so if Keontae says something I'm not feeling, I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know about that. So if I'm saying something, you know, he'll say, I don't know about that.
Right.
So what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you heard we're going to do this topic, man? The role attraction plays in a relationship.
The first thing that came to my mind is it important?
Okay. All right.
You know, that's the main thing that came to my mind, because just going through life and just going through experiences, you know, I've really had to ask myself that question a couple of times. I haven't asked myself that in about 10 years, though, because I've, you know, been married for eight.
I don't know. I mean, but doesn't attraction still play a role even after you're married?
It does. It's kind of like a twofold answer to that question, though.
Okay, well, break it down for me. I mean, you know, technical twofold.
For me, like, when I first seen my wife, of course, like, I didn't know anything about her, right?
Okay.
So the first thing that caught me was how she looked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that was the main physical attraction portion in the beginning of a relationship. But now, as time goes on, I'm finding other things that she does that has nothing to do with her body or her working out or her getting toned that makes me more attracted to her.
Okay.
You know, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think that's where, as we begin this discussion, that it's important for us to really kind of, we have different types of attractions.
Yeah.
And you have the attraction that a lot of times we assume that this is one form of attraction, which is a lot of times the physical. But attraction is other things. So you were kind of saying it just now. You were saying, you know, yeah, this was what originally attracted me to her.
Yeah.
But now this is other things that I'm attracted to now. But a lot of times it's that beginning part. It's someone's looks. It's maybe their occupation. You know, it's those other things that draws us to them. Now, I had a definition. I want to get your thoughts, because it's interesting. Sometimes we have words, but we don't always look up the definition. We kind of have our own definition. So even this particular word, there's not too many times I look up attractive, because I feel like I know what attractive
right,
means.
Right, you know what I
mean. But I just wanted to kind of get an idea of what the definition was. So for those that are listening, the definition that I looked up was the action or power of evoking interest, pleasure towards someone or something. Or another way of kind of thinking of it, it's something that draws interest. It's something that draws pleasure.
Right.
And so if you just take the basic definition, you know, the role that attraction plays in a relationship is actually a lot. You know, whether or not married, unmarried, it plays a big part. But I think the question is what is that main interest? What I like to consider the motivating factor. What is that main thing that is moving you into a relationship? And that's what we're challenged with.
Right. You know, and it just like you said, like, there's many different attractions.
Yeah.
And we can't just really, with that being said, we can't just really just focus on one thing mm-hmm. to really pull us in and keep us there.
Right,
you know what I mean? So there's an array of things that pop up. It's like, you know, the example of my wife, you know, she does things for our family now, and I'm just watching her just evolve into the mother that she is. And it's attractive to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. Man, look at her and my kids. You know what I mean? And especially when I get the kids by myself, and I'm like, I don't know how she does this.
Right. But yeah. All of a sudden, that's like, you know, that's pleasurable. That's yes. something that's drawing interest. Like, wow, I'm really interested mm-hmm. in my wife. Or I'm really interested in this woman or in this man. So I want to kind of go here. As we're talking about it, the role that it plays, because there are negatives and there are positives. Mm-hmm. And so the role that it plays is simple. It plays a big role. Whether or not if you like it, you dislike it. The question kind of is, you know, what aspect of attraction are we allowing to move us in and out of relationships? And I think right. that's where we get in trouble. And so, because I think of, you know, a lot of times in most situations, it's the superficial. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the physical. It's the surface level, and that's kind of what superficial is. And yeah. so I wanted to kind of get some thoughts because I want to talk about this. What are superficial, you know, attractions versus maybe non-superficial attractions? And so I did like a quick survey because I wanted to get some thoughts from people on Facebook and on Instagram. And by the way, you please follow me at Brian E. Wallace, and you can follow Keontae.
Yeah, Keontae McDonald, K-E-O-N-T-E, McDonald like
every
a
time you had to spell it, man.
Because
it
makes me, Keontae is difficult.
Okay, well, sometimes there's a Y in the Brian, so I'm going to go ahead and say B-R-I-A-N. So, no, we're just playing, having fun. So, as I kind of looked through some of this list of what people were saying, because I just did this today, what would you say, what are some superficial?
Superficial stuff is like, how tall is he?
I've gotten some deep conversations with women, uh-huh. and you ask some women, they're like, no, super, you know, tall is not superficial. That's non-superficial. Now, I personally think it's superficial,
yeah.
because a man's height has nothing to do with his godliness.
Exactly.
But you know, okay, so go ahead, man. What else you got?
I would say like enhanced appearances. If that makes sense.
I got you, but you know, again, man, we like to keep it real.
Okay, yeah, let's keep it real. I'm talking about enhancements, like people that's having like face work done, people having like boob work done. Okay, you know what I mean?
So, but I mean, they're getting it done, uh-huh. but we're talking about attraction. So basically you're saying I'm attracted to the size of your breasts.
Right. I'm attracted to the assets on the person.
Okay, so the yeah. assets on the person. So those right. you would consider superficial.
Right.
Because it goes back to the same thing. What does a woman's butt size has to do with her godliness or exactly. her breast size? And I think this is a real big one. So this is one that kind of came in mm-hmm. From a lot of people that weight. Mm. You know, so a lot of times we're looking at weight. But also, I'm going to kind of play devil. What are your thoughts? Because I want to play devil advocate on that just a
little
bit.
What's funny about weight is that it's kind of just like beauty. It's really in the eye of the beholder, because while in America, we focus on like weight and like, oh no, you got to be this certain size. You got to be skinny. But yeah. in other countries, somebody that's heavy is considered like desirable.
Right. I mean, there's all kinds of things considered yeah. desirable that in other countries.
Right, right.
And that kind of goes back to, you know, where are we basing these things on? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's where we really want to seek non-superficial attractions to be that main thing. And that's tough, because, you know, when you're talking about pleasure, mm-hmm. right? I mean, a lot of times you're talking about the flesh.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times what first moves us to say, hey, you know, like, let's, you know, to engage in this conversation, a lot of times it is that physical thing. It is that fleshly thing, to where it's like, wow, she, you know, she makes me feel this way when I look at her. Mm-hmm. And so therefore I want to go get her number, or vice versa. He makes me feel this way. And a lot of times when you first meet someone, it is superficial.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
Right.
And so therefore the whole basis of us interacting is, you know, superficial, you know, so, but how do we keep that from getting us in trouble?
Mm-hmm. I think keeping Man, I'm trying to.
That was a mouthful. Right. It's like, man, there's so much there because as you're getting your thoughts together, because it does get us in trouble,
right?
And there's times, and how does it get us in trouble? As you're going through, it gets us in trouble because we step into relationships or we step out of relationships based off of superficial attractions,
right?
So the woman, because I want people to really understand that. Meaning I'm stepping into a relationship that I really shouldn't be going into based off of what feels good physically, what's pleasurable to me right?
Right.
And then I'm also sometimes stepping out of a relationship that I really shouldn't based off of superficial things.
For me, I think what I'm going to say is, instead of the big mouthful I was trying to say, I'm going to break it down to something simple.
Okay.
When it comes to, like, looking for a house, right?
Okay, all right.
When you look for a
house analogy.
Yeah. When you look for a house, you pull up to a house, and this house is beautiful on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it got the white picket fence, the big red door in the front. But then when you walk inside the house, there's a giant hole in the middle of the floor. There's no kitchen. You know what I mean? It ain't got no windows on the side. Right, you know what I mean? Okay. So when it comes to stuff like that, just like physical attraction or the superficial type stuff, we can't just go off what we see on the outside surface, because what's inside the house is going to keep us. It's what's going to make it a home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I really like, I'm all into the home analogies.
Right.
So I might have to steal that from you, because that's kind of what I use in my book.
Go ahead, take that.
But I want to kind of add to that, because I want to build on the whole trouble part. The trouble is when we buy the home, when we only saw the outside.
Mm-hmm.
We purchased that bad boy. We were like, woo, look at that. Look at that.
Take my money.
And we went ahead and bought it, but we really did not invest to really see. I want to see the full picture.
Right.
Now, I want to kind of go through some other superficials that I kind of saw here. You can chime in some more, but I think some more superficials. People said money.
Mm-hmm.
Superficial. And actually, that reminded me. I wanted to go back because we talked about weight. And I think it depends. I think that's a tough one. And because I think that is superficial, but I also think it's non-superficial. And you can give me your thoughts.
Okay.
I want you to argue with me a little bit if you find that there's an argument there.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a pretty good debater. So, but I believe that health is non-superficial. I think that's a legitimate attraction.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to healthy. So if someone is under, now mind you, weight does not always equal health.
Yeah.
And so what's happening is a lot of times we take a picture of, well, if you're not this type of size, then you're unhealthy.
Right.
Matter of fact, you could be of a certain, you could be super skinny and still be unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that there's a balance there. Between, does somebody take care of their body? So would you say a non-superficial attraction is someone who grooms? Is that legitimate or is that superficial? You don't really groom yourself, and so...
That's non-superficial, I would say.
Yeah, right? I think taking showers...
Yeah, that's important.
I think it's important. I mean, now for some people...
Yeah.
It might not be, And mind you, as you guys are listening to this, some of these things are subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we wanted to kind of get some other people's thoughts because, especially, us being men, what man might feel is superficial or non-superficial is a little bit different than what women might feel. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm kind of reading from what other people said. So... Somebody else said money. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know if money... See,
is that superficial? Now, mind you, these are some women. I had two women that on here said money is superficial.
I wouldn't say that money is superficial.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? And here's why I wouldn't say superficial is because... Now that I'm a lot older and I got bills and mortgage to pay for.
Right. Somebody right now is listening talking about, amen, brother, preach it. Preach money.
Money is important. You find somebody, because a person that, I'm not saying this guy has to be a billionaire or nothing like that.
Well, what about her? I mean, why did you get
to or her. I'm not saying she has to be a billionaire. Okay, but if somebody does have a little bit of money, it kind of shows that they're financially responsible.
Okay.
And that's what you're going to want in a mate, because as you continue to move into the future, you build a family, you buy a house and stuff like that, you want to have somebody that's like, okay, we're going to keep this afloat. Not somebody like, oh man, every month, I don't know how we're going to figure this out.
Say that one more time, because I feel like there's a difference between you're looking at money and how you described as what's non-superficial. You said it's... Say that one more time.
So it's just, it's when you're looking at somebody who has some money, they're usually financially responsible.
And that's the key thing. I think somebody who is financially responsible, somebody who's responsible, period.
Yeah.
You know, where they're handling their business. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a non-superficial. Somebody who's lazy, that's non-superficial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I don't think that's a superficial thing. But I think money can become superficial. And that's yeah. one of those hard parts. It's kind of there with health, you know, or weight. It's one of those back and forth.
Right, right.
It's that balance. And so I think money can become superficial when it's like, oh, you don't have a Ferrari. Or, oh, you don't have, you know, this. Oh, you're just in an apartment. So I'm still responsible. I'm right. still financially responsible. You know, I'm just stacking my chips. I'm at a different place in life. And so if you're just looking at a certain type of stature,
mm-hmm.
you know, then that can be superficial. And there are women and men, but I would say predominantly women, who really gravitate toward, well, you know, what's your pocketbook like?
Mm-hmm.
And what size is your bank account? Not that you have a bank account. What size is it? You know, right. So
how many zeros at the end of it?
How many zeros? All right, so to kind of pull it back and to bring it back to the role attraction plays, it plays a huge role.
Mm-hmm.
It plays a major role, but we have to be careful that we don't get caught up in superficial attraction because right. that can get us into trouble. It can right. it can get us into relationships that God is like, no, I told you no. Like right. you know, like everybody else was saying no, but we can get so caught up into what feels good in the moment
mm-hmm.
that we miss that moving moment.
Mm-hmm.
We get into relationships that we really shouldn't get into because we put too much stock into the superficial.
Right, into the surface of things.
And that's the thing about the surface of things is eventually you got to get deeper. And if you're going to be in a lasting relationship, it's going to go deep.
Yeah.
And you're going to get way past the surface. And so the longer you're with somebody, you're going to get into some deep, dark stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, you know, I always clown on filters, you know, because I feel like we're in the age of filters. And so, yeah. you know, and that's what we present a lot is filters. But guess what? When you actually see that person every single day and when they wake up, there's no filters.
Exactly. It's a whole different ball game.
It's a whole different ball game. And so if you... I got to sit up a little bit because this is getting deep. So if all you looked at, if all you were pleased by was the surface,
mm-hmm.
then what's going to happen when the surface is gone and you're looking right. at the deeper? If you're not attracted to the deeper, then that relationship is doomed to fail.
Right. You're right. Man, and that's just so true. When it comes, I tell my boys this all the time, and just guys I talk to with casually.
Okay.
You know, being married and just, you know, just being in the workforce, you know, you run into a lot of temptation, I would say, you know. And I just always tell my boys, like, yeah, sure, somebody else can look good. They can have a supermodel status, but right. are they going to raise your kids?
Right.
You know what I mean? What type of home are they going to create for you?
Are they
going to
be faithful?
You know what I mean?
You can look at it. Man, there's all kinds of guys. They look a certain way. All kinds of women, they look a certain way. And you can be with them. But do you want to be with somebody who's faithful, unfaithful?
Exactly.
Do you want somebody that's loyal, trustworthy? You know, and you know, those... I'm sorry.
Right. But that's where it goes deeper. You know, like exactly. Like for me, for example, like you know, it helps that when I first met my wife, she was all fine as get out to me anyway.
It definitely helps. Yeah, I mean, so it helps. I mean, the non superficial definitely helps.
Right.
But you're not even put all your stock in it.
Exactly. But like I said, as time went on, I started to notice other qualities about like my wife. She's the most intelligent woman I've met. You know, just her brain. She's a you know she has a degree in biology and stuff like that. She's you know she's smart. You know, after we got married and now we have kids, I'm just watching her evolve as a mother and just the things that she does to raise our kids and how she takes care of our home. And, you know, these are qualities that are just enhancing just the way that she looks to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? These are unsuperficial filters that are just, I mean, they blowing her out of proportion.
Well, and that's what I want to encourage our listeners. That's what I want to encourage us is that attraction plays a major role,
mm-hmm.
but we want to seek the non-superficial attraction above the superficial attraction.
Right.
We want to seek the deep versus the surface. And I had a couple scriptures that I want to kind of say here. One of them comes from 1 Samuel 16, 7. And it says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his outer appearance," or don't look at the appearance "or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's the inner. And really, it's what comes out of a person. Not what goes in, but it's what comes out that makes us. And so you really want to, I just think that we have to pray. We have to constantly pray, because the Bible says that there's a war happening inside of us. The flesh wars against the spirit, meaning that the physical, it's the fleshly things, those lustful desires war against spiritual, godly desires. And as those two are fighting, one is saying, man, she looks good. I need to go ahead and go all in this relationship.
Right.
But the spirit is saying, well, wait a minute, but she's really, she don't really love God. She's been unfaithful in these other areas. So the spirit is looking at the deeper things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we need to look at. So any thoughts on that, man?
That's good. Actually, I had a scripture that kind of goes hand in hand with
okay,
that.
All right.
My scripture is Proverbs 31, verse 30.
That's such a great scripture, you know? Man. That is. I had that one down.
So oh, yeah. Yeah. See, yeah. That's a great scripture. Man. Yeah, so charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting.
No, you can't. You just can't say it like that. Okay. You got to go back. That was deep. Just that one part. Just that first part. Charm is, go ahead.
Charm is deceitful.
I just want that to marinate as people are listening. Charm is, because we can be so... Especially when you meet somebody, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we have our representative.
Right.
And we have the filter.
Exactly.
And that's what that charm... I feel like IG is a bunch of charm.
Right. It's like, okay.
Got the filter on. And Snapchat, a bunch of charm. Mm-hmm. Like filters and it's deceitful, though. Go ahead and just remove that filter.
Mm-hmm.
But go, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, so then the next part is beauty is fleeting.
So, that nice, firm... chest, that nice firm, mm-hmm. both men and women, that nice firm lay body, eventually it's gonna start sagging. See, if you listen, they didn't think we keep it real.
Right.
We gonna keep it real, So yeah. So some of that hair that was nice and thick,
mm-hmm.
It starts to kind of thin out
mm-hmm.
over time. But go ahead. All right, it's fleeting.
So beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
Right.
And that right there, that just caps it. I mean, that caps out all what I was saying. When it comes time to it, the surface is going to erode.
Yeah.
But what's at the center, the core,
right,
is that's what's going to matter. And you get you a woman, yeah, she looks great. In your youthful days, she's yeah. just fine yeah. as all get out.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's her belief and faith and yeah. love in God that's really going to be like, wow.
Right.
Look
right.
what I got me a winner.
Right.
Yeah.
And man, I feel like we can almost go home with that one. But I have one more I want to add to it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, I want to kind of bring it back so we can really understand. Attraction plays a major role.
Mm-hmm.
The question is what are you primarily attracted to?
Mm.
And we have to constantly pray. That's We're saying, Lord, help me to be attracted to what you see, what you're attracted to the deeper, to the inner, and not the superficial.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the battle. And so this is the last one that or at least I have for scripture. This mm-hmm. is 1 Timothy 4:8. It says, physical exercise has some value. I want to pause there. The outward appearance, the physical, the non-superficial, I'm not saying that it doesn't have any value. I mean, hey, money, right. if he or she got, a nice size, bank account.
Right.
I don't want to say they don't have no value,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that a man's height doesn't have no value. I'm not going to say that a woman's weight size has no value, or her body shape has no value, or his body shape has. They have some value.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually a but in there. So yeah. I'm not just saying but, just say but. There's actually a but in the verse. So meaning it's a conjunction. Spiritual exercise is much more
mm-hmm.
important, for it promises a reward in both this life and the next.
Wow.
And so it's we want, though this has some value, it's the non-superficial, it's the spiritual that has so much more value
mm-hmm.
and importance. And so as we are taking time to dress up the outside, don't forget the inside.
That's good, man. That's good.
So, any other thoughts, man?
Nah, man. I think we we covered everything. I think I feel that was
like
we covered good. That
one. I feel like whoever listened to this is going to be like, man, this was good stuff.
But if we did miss anything, that's when you guys have to go to the comment section. Yeah. You know, first of all, rate us. Hopefully we get a 5-star rating.
Yeah, we want the 5-star.
You know
what I mean? Yeah.
But, you know, just leave us comments. Tell us, you know, something that we may miss so we can pick it back up. You know, possibly make this a part two or something like that.
All right. I like that. Maybe we can do a round table. We're looking to do some round tables, get some other people. So let's close in prayer. Father, we love you and we thank you. Continue to be with us and guide us. And Father, guide our attractions. Mm-hmm. Those things that we find interesting and those things that we find pleasurable can be negative and they can be positive. But they're going to be there. So, Father, we pray that you will just guide us, that we are attracted more so to the inner. We're attracted more so to those non-superficial things because we know that those things will last. And Father, I pray that you just touch people that are in a difficult marriage or in a difficult relationship where they're so focused on the outside and they're not looking on the inside to where it's bringing division in that particular marriage. Father, we love you. We ask all these things just in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So God bless you. God keep you. Until next time, have a great day. Put your hands up, make some noise. Party with me, it's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another.